Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. David Edsel has no doubt that he was assisted in life by angels. A guardian angel is a fictionalized account of David's life. The events are true, basically a rags-to-riches story, due entirely to the fact that David allowed God to lead him throughout his entire life. David Edsel was born in October 1939. Younger years enjoyed flying airplanes, boating, snow skiing, scuba diving, and working at various businesses. A long and successful business career, interrupted by numerous and unsuccessful attempts to retire. At age 82, still active in a family business with his son. And David Edsel, author of A Guardian Angel, our guest on today's This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you, Rick.
Looking forward to talking about this book, and it's interesting, all the successes, everything that you've done in your career, a published author as well. Is this the first book that you've had published?
Well, actually, it's the second book. I published a book about 4 years ago, a nonfiction, Christian inspirational type book, easy read, paperback, a couple hours, you can get through it. And but basically, it's just to trying to inspire folks to lead them to God and to and lead them to being and following, learning how to follow God, even, you know.
Yes. Well, and you do such a nice job in this book, and it really is an easy read because the story moves along very nicely. We're interested in to see where your life is going and what assistance you had along the way. What inspired you to write this book? You wrote the nonfiction. This is a fictionalized account of basically your story, A Guardian Angel. What promoted you? What was the inspiration to write this book?
Well, when I wrote the first book, Open Your Door, Please. I really resisted writing it because, first of all, I didn't consider myself a writer, but I was getting a lot of pressure from, I know it was from God. For some reason, he wanted me to write that book, and it took him a year to get me to bugging me until I finally sat down at my computer, didn't have the faintest idea what I was going to say. But at the end of 3 hours, I'd written a couple thousand words.
So, wow.
Having done that, I then began to think, well, I wonder if I can write a little something different and maybe fiction book this time. And of course, when I tried to think of a subject to write about, I didn't know of anything better than I knew of myself. So we basically wrote this book kind of a following along my life. And we fictionalized some angels to guard over me during that period of time.
The book is A Guardian Angel. Our guest is David Edsel. That's E-D-S-A-L-L. The book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David's website is a-guardian-angel.com. I'll give you that as we go throughout the program. The book is receiving excellent reviews. It's not only a good story, but it gets people thinking about their lives and the direction their lives are taking. What do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope we as readers get after we finish reading A Guardian Angel?
Well, almost everything that I would write or converse with strangers would be in an attempt to get them to turn to God if they haven't done so. But even folks who are saved oftentimes don't realize how to follow the lead of God. You know, he's got a plan for everyone, a plan that he created even before we were born. But we have a free will, and so if you don't if you don't know how to follow or you don't try to follow, then you won't get the benefit. So hopefully my books will tend to lead folks in that direction.
This book is A Guardian Angel. David Edsel, our guest on the program. It's interesting, you talk about writing and you never really thought about doing it before and you were sort of led to do this. You're very talented as a writer, the fiction, the nonfiction that you've done. Talk about that background in writing with all of the business endeavors that you were in. Was there ever any in the back of your mind, I could be an author someday, or did this just suddenly come to you as a message?
I have written little things here and there. I didn't think it was particularly that I was particularly talented to do so. But ironically, back in the day, I owned a newspaper, and but I was not the editor; I was the publisher. A little newspaper over in Ohio, actually, little weekly, and so I had an occasion to write some articles and put in there, but otherwise, no, I don't know. I didn't really pursue writing.
You know, that's interesting. Little did you know at that time that this skill was going to come back and you were going to write a couple of books. The author on our program is David Etzel. The book is A Guardian Angel. Let's talk about, I mentioned in the beginning, you've tried a number of times to retire and you're back working again, probably busier than you ever thought you'd be at this age. Talk about that. Talk about your thought that, okay, I'm going to retire now. And obviously, guided in a different direction to get back involved in a business. I mentioned the business now with your son. How difficult was it, is it to retire and stay retired?
Well, for me, it's about impossible, I guess, because I'm a little bit too anxious to do something besides just watch TV. No, we retired in '95. I sold my publications, and then my wife and I bought a motor yacht, and we kind of cruised around the inland waterways and some coastal cruising, and having a pretty good time. And in 1999, my son came to me and he said, "Dad, how about us starting a family business?" And so I said, "Well, I don't know. I wasn't thinking about going back to work." "Well," he says, "you could just be an advisor." And I said, "Oh, okay." So in '99, we started a company here in Indianapolis called Records Pro and Shred Monkey. That was in '99. It's still a good business, and it's been a little over 20 years now. And I found that I enjoyed working more than sitting around doing nothing. So I'm still active with that company.
The book is A Guardian Angel. This, as I mentioned, is sort of a fictionalized account of David's life, basically a rags-to-riches story due entirely to the fact that he allowed God to lead him. I want to talk about that for a second. How did you know that you were being led? When did you realize, I think I have a guardian angel or angel sort of guiding me? And I wonder if you think most of us get that message, we just don't receive it as successfully like you did. When did this happen for you, and how?
Well, Rick, I was very lucky. My family were Christians from many generations back. My mother raised me as a Lutheran, and my father's family were birthright or were Quakers, and he was a birthright Quaker. So, there was a lot of prayers for me even before I was born, I think. And my grandmother then, at the point that I turned around 7 years old, she sat me down and she talked to me about how we needed to ask God to come into our lives, and then we needed to ask Him to guide us, and we needed to consult Him for every decision we might make in life. And that registered with me pretty well. So I was lucky because I got that information that very same day. I went to my bedroom and knelt by my bed quietly alone, and I asked God to come into my life. And I will tell you what happened to me almost frightened me. Something physical happened to me. But not everyone is going to have that kind of an experience. But we need to just get started, and then we need to just be open and continually ask God to help us figure out what He wants us to do next. Now, sometimes I understood, and sometimes he was just a little stronger, and he made me do things that I didn't understand why I was doing or didn't realize was important until maybe a few years later. But that's kind of how it works, I think.
It's interesting, the trust and the faith that you developed. Do you feel that being a Christian for so long, you mentioned the experience as a child, has that given you advantages in life, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You can bring God into your life at any age, and he will start working for you, and you can start following at any age. But obviously, the earlier that you begin this relationship with God, the sooner that he can get started, and the more time there is to lead you to the goals that he has in mind for you.
The book is A Guardian Angel. The author is David Edsall. That's Edsall. If you're Googling, his website is a-guardian-angel.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You humanize angels in A Guardian Angel. Talk about how you went about doing that and presenting them in such a way that we can all relate to these angels we think are there, not quite sure, but we think they are. You humanize them. Talk about that process of humanizing the angels.
Well, I think many years ago I saw a movie back in the late 40s, early 50s, where angels would come down and work with a certain person. And I thought that was kind of a neat idea. I always enjoyed watching those movies. But I have no doubt in my mind that angels have worked for me and me. Now, whether I had one assigned all my life, that's the fiction. But it's kind of fun to play with.
Well, and it makes a great story, A Guardian Angel. The book is by David Edsall, our guest on the program. His website, a-guardian-angel.com. How was this for you to write this story, to bring sort of your story, fictionalized, incorporating the angels? What was it like, the memories, the experience of writing your story? I would think, if anything, that would even bring you closer to God.
Well, no doubt it did. And also, I was able to remember some of the things that I might have forgotten that led up to my point in life today. If the book is not a blessing to anyone else, it has been a blessing to me.
That's interesting. The author learned something as he was writing the book as well, so it's going to help all of us. The book is A Guardian Angel. Let's talk a little bit about maybe some hesitation you had along the way. You mentioned sometimes you thought you were led in a direction, you weren't sure why you were going there, or you might have resisted. Talk about that, because we all go through periods in our lives where we go off in one route and we're not sure. It's sort of like our gut is telling us to go in this direction. Talk about that. Would you recommend all of us sort of just leave it to God and follow where we're being led?
Well, I think I could relate one story that kind of began the whole thing of me owning some kind of business for myself. I was a journeyman printer, and I specialized in typesetting back when I was in my early and middle 20s. And I operated something called a Linotype. Now, that was a big machine that you'll only find in museums today.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I worked in Dayton, Ohio, at a company called Dayton Typographic Service, and basically we did typesetting, and difficult typesetting. I liked a challenge, and eventually I was bored. But I didn't know where else or what else I was going to ever do. A gentleman asked me to follow him to a small town in Ohio to look at a newspaper that was for sale. And I didn't want to go, but he begged me to go. And so I went with him begrudgingly. And when we got there, the owner of the newspaper was not at his office. So I suggested to the gentleman that he go look for him somewhere on the streets, and I would go have some coffee in an ice cream shop that I had spied. And I was just wanting to go home. I was tired. And he was a while, so I picked up my second cup of coffee, and I walked to the front door of this little shop, and I was a bit irritated. I didn't want to be there. And I looked out the window, and I looked down the street, and I looked up the street, and something come over me. I suddenly was in love with that town. I didn't know what was wrong with my mind to just suddenly fall in love with a town that a minute earlier, yes, I didn't have any interest in whatsoever. Now, he didn't buy the newspaper, and once he decided he didn't want to buy the newspaper, it left it open for me, and I couldn't get the idea out of my head to buy this little newspaper. And the truth is, I knew I would go from pretty good wages to zero, and I wasn't sure what I was doing with my family's future, but it was gnawing and gnawing and gnawing at me, just kind of like the first book I wrote was gnawing at me. And eventually I learned that when something is gnawing at me, it's probably God. So long story short, I ended up owning that newspaper.
That's just an amazing story. And as you're talking about that, I think people are going through, as I am in my mind, situations where you come into life sort of similar and you're not quite sure what to do. You're not quite sure why you're there. You're not sure why you're tolerating, this guy being late and you're not getting on with your meeting, or why you're falling in love with a place you've never been to before. And it's interesting. The book is a fascinating read. It brings all of this to life. A Guardian Angel by David Edsel. You'll be examining your life as you're reading David's book. Edsel is Edsall. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. A few minutes left in the program. Are you working on another book now?
Well, actually, I am. I've gotten started on this thing, and somehow I can't seem to stop. But this one is going to be really quite different. It's fiction. It's nothing about my life. And actually, I think it is going to be a bit of a modern-day Frankenstein monster story.
Now, that's fascinating. Where did the idea come from?
Well, once again, way, way back in the middle 60s, a group of us decided we wanted to make a movie. And we thought it would be fun to do. So somebody needed to write a script, and it fell to me to do that. So I began to write this script. We had this eerie old house. One of the people that was involved had this eerie old house, and so we decided to make a horror movie of some kind. And so I began to write the script. Well, I got it about a third way through, and we just all lost interest, and it never happened. So it wasn't too long ago that I run across the manuscript that I had written, and I thought, that may be fun to try to put into a novel. So that's what we're doing.
Interesting. Like 60 years later now, would you say that was just chance, or maybe God was thinking all along, okay, I'm going to give David something to do here, and I'm going to let him go back and relive his youth and write this horror story that he was thinking about?
Well, Rick, I'll tell you, if I thought everything that happened to me was just chance, I'd have to become kind of simple. You just reach a point where you realize that there's a lot more going on to lead me into doing this or that, even when I don't know why, than happenstance. It's just you can't be that lucky.
When, just a second here, now people are going to go, I want to get a copy of this Frankenstein movie that he's talking about. When do you think that book will be published?
Oh, I imagine it'll be another year or so. I'm not totally settled on the title. I'm kind of thinking we're going to call it The House of Cheltenham.
It's got a nice ring to it, a nice movie ring to it, too. So you could be doing, could be turning this into a movie after all. It's such a fascinating life that you've had. And sort of not being retired works for you, doesn't it? It seems like this keeps you going, and I can tell the passion you have for everything you're involved in.
Yes, that is true, Rick. I tried during the 4 or 5 years I was retired to sit down and do little, and that didn't work.
Well, here you were in Florida with Fort Myers on a yacht, and you decided I'd rather be back working. So that's interesting that this keeps drawing you back and you keep going back successfully. Time has gone by so quickly. Our guest on the program has been David Edsall. That's Edsall. The book is A Guardian Angel. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. His website is a-guardian-angel.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Love the story in A Guardian Angel. This book is going to be so meaningful to so many people who maybe think somebody's tapping on their shoulder, but not quite sure who or what's going on here, and suddenly you're going to answer some questions for them. Book, again, available wherever books are sold. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick, for having me.
It has been our pleasure, and we'll stay in touch. And when you get the new book ready, let me know, and we'll chat about that as well. David Edsall, the book is A Guardian Angel. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.